Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the whippy. The whippy.
Well, hello, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. So, yeah, just coming off of a 24-hour suspension. it inspired me to talk about this because apparently this group of people is more protected than you and I, maybe. I'm assuming you are of African-American descent.
Okay.
Am I correct or no? I don't want to assume. And I am of Latin descent. And the thing is, you can't speak out against that group of people.
What group of people did you say?
The alphabet gang.
Are you talking about the LGBT community?
Yeah.
He calls them the alphabet gang.
That's what it is, because they keep adding a new fucking letter. It, like, you know, it's like LGBTQ, RSTUV, SUV, Special Victims Unit, LA. Like, what? It's like, all right, yeah, and you can't fucking criticize them. You can't fucking make a joke about them because they're so fucking sensitive. But, they'll get people fired. They'll get people banned. I mean, I've been on many of us group chat on this app where, why did you mute yourself? Okay. You know, many people on, talking about this, and of course they'll kick me off, and then they're like, you know what? You're a piece of shit. Yay! And they celebrate. I'm like, really? You guys are really arguing like actual bitches. I mean, if that's the case, become trans. I mean, if you want to be a bitch that bad.
Yay! No.
Like, what? You're calling me an asshole? You know what? You know what? I read your profile, and nobody likes you. I'm like, that's a lie. That's a lie. All right.
And the lie detector admitted that was a lie.
What? Rabbit?
No, I said the lie detector determined that was a lie.
Exactly. You have been stuffing your ass for over 25 times. So, no, it's... Like, you can't. Like, honestly, I'm fucking tired of them having so much fucking power when they do absolutely jack shit.
I'm going to share something funny with you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to share something really funny with you, right?
Right.
The baby went to Walmart with a gun. Shot up fucking Walmart. He shot up fucking Walmart, did not get canceled.
Yeah.
He made a joke about... He made his point of view about the LGBT community. He got banned.
Yeah. No, Dave Chappelle made that same point. He made that same point, and honestly, I agree with him. Like, look, they get, like, let's just say, like, I was trying to talk on this other show, but they'll fucking ban you, they'll fucking report you, and unlike in real life, you can't fucking face your accusers, so random motherfuckers can be like, I'm going to report him. Yay. I have power. Okay, meet me on the street. Let's see how much power you really have.
Don't sleep now. I'm going to go beat the fuck out of you, bro. They're still mad every day.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, exactly. But they want to act like bitches. And, yeah, no. It's like...
Trust me, bro. Yeah. I've seen some shit, man. Some of these motherfuckers, they can be men.
Okay, well,
if they want to be men, they could be men.
Okay, well, then that means I just have to train up and be more brutal than them. I mean, that's all that's going to happen is they're going to push so much hard. Now they're trying to indoctrinate children. If you watch any show on Disney, they're always trying to bring this shit up. You go on Netflix. I mean, I was like, I quit my Netflix because I was watching Voltron. They did a reboot of Voltron. Grew up watching Voltron, loved Voltron. Why the fuck did they make one of the characters gay? Why the fuck does Keith have to be gay getting in a same-sex marriage? I mean, how does that... It doesn't even advance the story. It does nothing for the plot. They just threw that shit in there. And it really seems like, okay, you guys want to celebrate over like, you know, being mentioned. Like, oh my God, this is breaking ground. No, it's not. Like, it doesn't, like... Did Keith being gay give Voltron extra fucking powers or something? Like, imagine a rainbow blade comes out and cuts down the Robeast.
No. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a fan of the LGBT community or no?
Am I what?
Are you do you believe in it? Like, are you a fan of theirs or no?
A dance?
A fan of the movement.
A fan of what movement?
The LGBT.
Look, I mean, look, I'm not one of those guys that goes out and screams the F word at people. I'm not like, yo, be whoever you want to be. Fuck whoever you want to fuck. I don't care. It should not be shoved down my throat. But the thing is, they don't want acceptance. They want worship. They want people to celebrate them for just like, oh my God, here's a Nobel Peace Prize for ass eating. Like, what? Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go out of my way to give you a high five after you jerked another dude off or diddled another female. I'm like, okay, and? Like, can I go to work? Can I, like, finish, like, eating my fucking beef stew? Like, leave me alone. Like, all right, good for you. Good for you. Have fun. I don't got time to be, you know, walking around, you know, just being like, oh, you fucking, da, 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 you F word, you D word, you H, you know, I have to fucking censor myself because they'll fucking complain. They'll fucking report me. It's fucking, like, honestly, they won't have this conversation. Like, I've had tried to have this conversation in a civil way. Like, look, when you start trying to indoctrinate children, that is my line. Like, if being gay is so natural, you don't need to fucking push it on anyone. You don't.
I see what you're saying, bro.
Like, no one had to teach me how to be straight. No one taught me how to be straight. No one said, hey, Louis, do you like fat? You have to like fat bitches. That happened naturally. you don't see me trying to start a fucking movement like, hey, everybody, fat bitches are where it's at. Like, come on, join my movement. Like, no. Let me enjoy my fat bitches on my own. Damn.
Like I said before, I have no problem against anybody. Me personally, Louis, I have no problem against anybody. This agenda that they're pushing, like I said, Nickelodeon even shows it. I'm like, why are these two cartoons kissing?
Yeah.
And this is like a 5-year old kid watching it. Like I said, a lot of this shit is not for us, it's for the kids. That, you know, it's for your kid, for the kids, for the niece and nephews. A lot of this shit is not for us. You know, it's not for us at all. The conditioning of these kids is getting so worse, man, especially with these phones in their hands. I think when it comes to this movement, like everything going on, like I said before, not a temperature check, but it's an agenda behind it. I don't know what it is, but it definitely is. There's definitely people in this, like I said, it makes no sense to me how you can shut up a whole fucking Walmart, but
yeah,
you have a career, but you get on stage, you make a joke about, you say something about the LGBT community, you get shut down. To me, something is funny about that. You should have shut down when you shot up the fucking Walmart, okay? You should have got more consequences when you had a gun and putting people's lives in danger. But the society we live in, it's okay to go to Walmart with a gun and shoot up.
Yeah,
but if you make a fun joke about gay people, we will motherfucking like tear you up.
Well, no, it's worse because, look, because a point I was trying to make on another show before whoever the fuck fucking reported me, I said, look, let's compare, because they were talking about how trans teens were committing suicide, and that made big news. Okay, what would be the bigger news story? Trans teens, let's make it worse. White trans teens killing themselves at a high rate when compared to black teens. What would get the most fucking coverage?
Oh, white, of course.
The white trans teens. And that's the point he was trying to make. It is like he wasn't saying we should be better than the alphabet gang. We should be equal. It should be equal coverage, equal protection under the law. But the thing is, when he brought up the baby, he's like, the baby killed the black dude. Still has a career. He talked shit about the alphabet gang. It's like, you know. Yeah, that's what gets him shut down. Like, honestly, really?
Yeah, I was like, This is the world we live in, brother. This is the world we live in.
And honestly, and on this backlash, you're proving his point. Yeah, like they don't understand that they're proving Dave Chappelle's point. Like, we're gonna cancel Dave Chappelle. Yeah, my balls, you're gonna cancel Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle, he doesn't need fucking Netflix. Dave Chappelle could go on any other streaming platform that will gladly have him, pay him a shit ton of money, or he could go fucking tour the country and charge $500 a ticket, which that's how much it was going for, just to watch him do 1 hour stand up. $500 at Radio City Music Hall when he was performing. No, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna cancel him. People will fucking flock to him, especially now. Everyone's been talking about him ever since his special came out. And you know, some politics that he talks about, I don't agree with, but the man is a fucking genius.
First of all, I'm gonna say he's a comedian, okay? That's his job.
Yes, exactly.
You make fun of people. So you're telling people you can't be your best self in your place of work. Mm-hmm. That's his job. Dave Chappelle is a comedian. He makes fun of everybody. Yes. His kids, his family, his wife, his friends.
Dude, he made this joke. Like, I do stand-up comedy myself, and I dream I could write like him. I would love to write like him. I would love to perform and deliver jokes like him. He is one of my comedic heroes. Him and Norm MacDonald, Bill Hicks, Sam Kinison. Sam Kinison would have been mad canceled by now. He would. He, like, honestly, all the outlaw comics back in the 80s and 90s, oh my God, they would have.
Oh my God. Dave Chappelle would, I mean, Bernie Mac would have never had a career.
No, Bernie Mac would not. No. Especially that one bit, the mountain cookies.
Yeah. Sup, motherfuckers.
And the came down the stairs. He's like, I want some nothing good. I'm like, wait, what? What you said?
What was that, baby? Never had a career nowadays, man. I just, because no. Bernie Mac, he would have been so fucking, the backlash Bernie Mac would have received.
Exactly. Oh my
goodness, would have been amazing. Would have been.
I'm surprised he hasn't been canceled yet. Like, because they like to cancel people after they're dead. Like, that's some pussy shit. That is some pussy. Like, and I honestly, look, I mean, and I'm just going to throw this out there. A lot of these dudes of the Alphabet Gang, they not pussy. I'm sorry. Like, yeah, well, they can fight. Some of them might be able to fight. But for the most part, you think they'll compensate with you? No, they will do personal attacks, and they'll be like, you're this, you're that. I'm like, okay, and do you have mental health issues? Like back in the day, homosexuality was classified as a mental illness. What if, and I'm just saying this, what if it really is a mental illness? What if we are enabling an actual sickness of the brain and not helping people, not actually helping cure an illness, but we're just going to let it go? I mean, really think about it. I mean, is it really natural? Is it really natural? I mean, it might be natural as far as it being a mental illness, but, like, it does not create life. Like, natural is like, hey, you know, you see a chick, some chemicals, you know, go off in your brain. It's like, it causes you to fall in love with somebody, get your dick hard, you want to breed.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I mean, it happens in nature. I mean, I don't know about, oh, there's homosexuality in nature. Maybe there's something wrong with them mentally. I mean, I saw a Down syndrome tiger. That's not normal. Have you ever seen that? Have you seen that? There's a, like, Google tiger Down syndrome. It's not good. A mental illness or a chemical imbalance that causes something. I mean, what if there is a cure? What if we could go into like the Amazon, find a flower, synthesize some compound, and there you go, the cure for fucking that being that way. And I hate I have to fucking dance around certain fucking terms. You can't fucking talk fucking normally.
The main thing about this situation, I feel as though, like, I can't speak on the mental illness aspect of it. Cause
yeah. I'm just saying, what if? But what if, at least look into it.
Yeah, because people always say, like I said, I think I spoke up on this earlier when I was talking about something. Like, I met a lot of people in my life at one point where, especially coming out the orphanage, for example, they were straight, but when they came out the orphanage at 18, they were gay for pay because they had nowhere to go, They had nothing to do. So that one aspect, and even some of that, I'm like, hey, they'd be like, I'm not gay. I'm like, well, and I always had giving those experiences that I had in the day with like some people in my life, some people that I grew up with. It's like, I'm not gay. I'm just, I had a friend, I think we're like in our early 20s, like 19s. And, He did something he had to do, and then he got some. And I was like, so you're not gay? He's like, no, I'm not gay. And then he told me, I only suck dick once. I'm not gay. So I was like, and then he says, I only suck dick once. That make me gay? So I said, let me ask you a question. If I rape a bitch once, does that make me a rapist?
Yes.
Right? So that's what I was like. The same answer you come up with?
Yep.
It's the same answer you're going to have. If I rip them one time, that makes me a fucking rapist. So you committing a homosexual act makes you homosexual. That's what I wasn't trying to check. I wasn't trying to like get him upset or mad or angry. I was just thinking maybe he's confused. He doesn't know himself. Then again, he wasn't a dark person in his life. So the mental aspect of it, I cannot say I've seen people that were in one light. And then they were in another light because of the circumstances.
The thing is, I mean, look, no matter how bad it gets for me, my first thought isn't, hey, maybe I should suck some dick for some money. No, I'm out there fucking working 2-3 jobs. Like, I am out there busting my ass, like, trying to find any fucking resource whatsoever. Like, even if somebody presented, hey, here's $5 billion, here's my dick, get to work, I'm like, no. Like, not even a fucking thought. Like, I'm just going to be disgusted and offended and perhaps contemplating a homicide. Like, yeah, what the fuck? No, that's not something that I would like. That's not an option. Sucking dick is never an option. Well, for me. But that's it takes some kind of like mental like setting in your brain and whatnot to be like, yeah, well, you know what? If I'm hungry enough, I'll swallow some semen. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh man, I can't really pick up on that because, like I said, me, for example, the way I look at things, I'm a human, you know, bro. I don't look at like all these movements going on. Like I said, I'm not really Black Lives Matter.
Right. Oh, you muted yourself again. Why did you keep muting? I'm not. Hold on. Let me see. Let me try. Stay away from my. Nah, there's no way for me to unmute you. Okay, wait. What's going on? What happened? Ah, shit, Snacks. All right, well, I don't know what happened. He's gone. But, yeah, I mean, look, I'm just saying, can we at least have some professionals? Because I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not, you know, I don't have a doctorate in medicine and mental health. But there is a reason why it was classified as a mental illness back in the day. And I think we're doing a disservice by not at least asking the question. If there is a cure, if it is an illness and if there's a cure to be found, would you not take it? Would you not want to be normal? And yes, I know how that sounds. But, like, look, a cure for COVID is better than fucking the vaccine. A cure for is better than alienation from your family. Never being able to raise a family. Everything being harder for you for absolutely no reason. Am I for the hatred? No, I'm not. I'm not for people like just beating people up for who they want to be or who they feel they have to be, should I say. No, I'm a libertarian. I'm like, leave people the fuck alone, non-aggression policy. No one gives a fuck. But can we have an actual conversation on certain boundaries? How's about, hey, kids, let's not be dicks to people who are different or have different lifestyles. That's it. Don't be dicks. Just don't go... You know, teaching, I'm like, hey, this is how you suck another man's dick. This is how they have sex anally. Oh, he has two moms. Yeah, like, it's whatever. How about mind your fucking business and keep it pushing. That's it. Don't fucking worry about it. Oh, Timmy has two moms. Yeah, all right, fine, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Just do good in school. Don't worry about Jimmy's moms, all right? Like, and allow people to raise their kids how they want to be raised. But this indoctrination that's going on in the media should not be going on. No. Absolutely not. Who's that help? Like, it just really seems like you're just trying to recruit. And if it's a natural thing, if it's a natural occurring thing, wouldn't they learn or realize it on their own. Like, again, I did not have to retort to like fat bitches. It just be like that. It just be like, hey, she has some extra in her and some more, she has more and more and nice hips.
Hips, tits, and ass. Nice. That's what daddy likes. Daddy likes a womanly figure with extra meat on the bones. That's what Louis B. likes. And yes, I'm talking to about myself in the third person. I'm speaking in the third person. Who gives a shit? Let me see if I can get someone else on here.
You were dead.
No. Why would you think I was dead?
Because in the virtual world, I thought you were dead. Because all of a sudden you were gone off everything.
Yeah, I'm back on Facebook, but my Instagram is nerds. It's like, I mean, I'm dealing with a current 1 week suspension on YouTube because I dare talk shit about the vaccines. So it was like medical disinformation. I'm just saying, don't fucking mandate people to fucking, don't force people to take the fucking vaccine.
Yeah, the whole thing is gaslighting to the nth degree. Because I mean, it's an old they started working on this stuff years ago. I remember it was either Gil Bates or it was one of the Google founder people. I think it was one of the Google founder people that was saying, well, like the dream would be the most, you know, the best thing ever to be would be if you did a search online. You did a search, and whatever you searched for, there would be just one answer. That was their wet dream. You do a search, and there's just one answer that everybody gets, which is just about mind control, and yeah. controlling the flow of information. It has all to do with truth. All it has to do with controlling people's minds. It's like, you know, it's MK Ultra on steroids. But now it's for everybody, not just inmates in prisons and foster kids and people in mental institutions. It's for everybody.
Well, that's why Alex Jones coined the phrase prison planet. They're turning it into a prison planet. But like the reason why I wanted to bring you on here, because I mean you're a fellow comic. The whole controversy with the Alphabet Gang and Dave Chappelle. I was just talking about how I was basically asking what if being that way, because I gotta be careful how I talk because I received a 24-hour suspension on here. For basically saying that no, he was right. There is an uneven reporting when it comes to the Alphabet Gang. Something happening to the Alphabet Gang and to people of color. And, you know, and then I was asking, what if we're doing a disservice to these people who might actually be suffering from a mental illness?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Elaborate on that.
Well, I mean, I forgot what year, but being a homosexual was classified as a mental illness, but it was
in the diagnostic in the DSM.
Yeah.
I think it was in the, I want to say it was in the '70s at some point.
Right.
Where it was reclassified. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, but what, like, and that's just a question. It's like, what if it actually is? And the only reason why I was taken out was for political reasons, or to try to prevent more violence happening onto them, onto people of that persuasion. Again, I have to be careful with how I say it, because any little thing is like, we're going to report him for hate speech. And I'm like, look, I didn't say the F word not once. Or the Q word, or the whatever, the D word, not once. I'm just saying, can we look into this a little bit more? Can we, like, hey, if after it's all said and done, and if it really is a choice or if it's natural, like, let's settle the debate once and for all with actual scientific evidence instead of, you know, relying on religious fervor or actual, like, feelings of victim mentality, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the funnel of acceptable thought is, you know, it's being narrowed. And I think that's, free speech is no longer something that's on the table unless you have the money for, you know, the money and the following for someone to have you back, you know? So,
right.
I mean, Chappelle's got the money and he has the following.
Exactly. So
he has a level of free speech that is no longer available to the majority of people that employees to some employer, right?
Right.
In some form of fashion in their life, and just socially, you have, because we don't have communities like that anymore, where, you know, it's like social media is artificial community.
Right.
It's fake community. It's fake community to funnel people in a certain way because, one, whoever you think they ultimately is, there is a they.
Right. We could call that the New World Order. How's about that? Just to make it simple.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, they think there are too many of us, and that's right. A big problem. And
right.
that's a problem of management, and it's a problem of herd control. So in order to make it easier to manage us until there's far fewer of us, which is, you know, right. It's documented stuff that goes back to the 70s as well, that this is stuff they want to do. You know, until that point, it makes us way more manageable if we all are just narrowed down to the most predictable and the most narrowly nearly defined bandwidth of thinking possible. Because if everybody just...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If everybody is only able to think in one particular way,
right?
Then, okay, great. Then all these algorithms that they have, and I'm sure, you know, like on IG and FB and all of this other stuff,
yeah.
You know, then it's like, that becomes like being a god, like having superpowers over everybody else, because you can engineer them to do X, Y, and Z, and you can predict down, you know, very scientifically exactly how they're gonna react, what they're gonna do, you know, based on a way reduced number of variables.
Yeah.
You know.
Wait. Well, yeah. I mean, it's it was written on the Georgia Guidestones that the Earth should maintain in a population of 500 million, which means a whole lot of people got to die.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's Henry Kissinger's National Security Memorandum 200 that you got to kill off a shitload of people, but you don't want people to get, you know, freak out about it, so you have to mask it as natural disasters and diseases. And who was the mentor of our buddy Klaus Schwab with his Star Trek suits? Henry Kissinger.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and you know, I know none of this is funny right now.
It's not meant to be funny. It's like I'm just like it's just having a discussion like this and actually criticizing certain groups is like, it's like, oh, it's off limit. Like why what's with the extra protection? Like I would understand if I'm saying, you know what we should do, Robert? We need to kill all the gays. Like I would understand that, but it's like, hey, can you not push this shit on my kid? Can you not, like, at the very least, when it comes to entertainment, be original. Like this whole thing with Superman's son.
What happened with Superman's son? Did he have a son? I didn't even realize he had a son. Superman.
Yeah, he did.
Is that
a
new thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's a fairly new thing. Is he had a son with Lois?
Was it? Was he? Oh, okay. So he actually married Lois, and she got pregnant, and they had a kid. It wasn't like he donated his super sperm, and there was some artificial insemination or something.
No. He shot the tray up in that piece.
Okay. All right. So in the DC universe, he has a son. And then, okay.
It's main continuity. Well, no, it's just like they just like shoehorn it in. It makes no sense. It's like, okay, he's now Superman now. He's like doing stuff. He hooked up with this dude that figured out his secret identity, and now they're sort of like in love and dating. It's like okay.
I get what you're saying with like shoehorning things in. It's just kind of like it's ultimately what it comes down to is a social engineering thing, because that is not necessarily right. Whatever things are like socially wise, they want people to be directed towards. There's people of a certain age, you would probably be included in that. Mm-hmm. That as far as they're concerned, you no longer matter because you know what I mean. You're gonna be dead. You're set in a certain kind of way as I am, based on the propaganda that was current and the engineering that was being worked on at the time when we were little kids, to get to where things are now. This stuff is not like that stuff is not meant for you. If Superman has a kid and whatever it is, if the Superman is bisexual now or gay now, none of that is supposed to appeal to you. Like that's like the stuff when people were losing their shit about like Ghostbusters were ladies or whatever, like them turning Luke Skywalker into this alien titty utter like milk drinking like depression case that like, you know, like all of this stuff is not meant to be appealing to the people that were like, oh my, that were like upset about it. Like, oh my gosh, like, you know, that wasn't what, you know, that wasn't the vision of George Lucas. That wasn't what the trilogy was in mind, or like, that wasn't what, you know, Ghostbusters was about. Like, none of that shit is supposed to be for you. The purpose of it is not for the people that are buying movie tickets or buying comic books that have that money to do that as disposable income right now. That's for social engineering for the little babies and the little kids that are will be seeing that later and not have an alternative to that. And then they'll have a new version for when those people grow up and are like your age, they'll have a new, totally different version based on whatever the social engineering is. So right now, okay, fine. So there's bisexual Superman or whatever, but they could just as easily flip that to the opposite of that, or, you know, like 30 years from now or 40 years from now, because it doesn't actually matter. Like whatever the thing is that is being done that gets people of a certain population or a certain demographic or a certain tradition or, you know, cultural like mindset upset and pissed off right now is like that same thing. Like that's geared for the generation, the babies that are babies right now, and they're going to have a whole new, like the kids of those kids are going to have a whole new different engineering based on whatever is most useful for these sociopaths in power. So it doesn't it's not that they give a shit about, that they actually truly give a shit about bisexual people or gay people or women or any of the, like they don't give a shit. It's just that right now that is useful for certain goals that they have, you know? So like if they decide down the line after Georgia Guidestone stuff is like within their grasp in terms of that type of goal of only 500 million people on the entire planet, if they decide a century later, oh shit, maybe that was not the right idea. Whoever the new superpower of this era has blasted off an EMP. And so now we need living biological slaves again to do all this shit. Then they'll flip it again and have propaganda related to people having a shitload of babies, like was historically the case. Because they needed shitloads of people, because in effect, we were meant to be their slaves so that they could feed upon us, exploit us, and be the kings and queens or whatever of the earth. And now they're at a place where they're well, we don't need these intractable, lesser than, peon meat suits, because sometimes they actually have an original thought of their own. Sometimes they will disobey us, and that is inconvenient. It makes shit not predictable and not beneficial for us, right?
Right.
And now they're like, now they're like, well, shit, we have this AI, and that could essentially take over all of the functions of most of these people. Therefore, we don't need them as slaves anymore. We can use machinery. So a lot of this stuff has to do with population reduction, and it's not that they actually give a shit about bisexual people. It's not that they actually give a shit about gay people or transsexual people. It's that they give a shit about reducing the total population of all of us, because they believe that now there's a technology there's technology available, that it's advanced far enough that they no longer need all these billions of slaves.
Well, also they're afraid that they've gone too far and they've pissed us off, and they know if we realize like in the Bug's Life how few they are and how many are of us there really is, we could fuck them up in like a day. So that's another thing. Like, look what's going on in Australia with these mandate. They're actually fighting back. And honestly, how long will it be until it starts happening here, when no matter what they offer for the vaccine, like, oh, we're going to give you a lottery ticket or $100 to get the jab, so they're saying, you know what? No, I want my fucking life back. I want my job back. I want to be able to go out again and see my family, my friends. Enough is enough. Before they start realizing the fraud of these fucking variants. When, in fact, I was watching Steven Crowder the other day, and he mentioned that viruses weaken over time. Like, new variants, yes, they might get more contagious, but they become less lethal because it's in the best interest of the virus to keep the host alive in order for it to be able to be transmitted to other people. So, I mean, why do you think we don't die from the flu as much anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've read that before too, about viruses weakening over time as generally as they mutate, they're supposed to get less and less deadly, which is why generally unless you're already at death's door and you have other problems, people don't people don't really worry about the flu like that,
right?
You know, because
I mean, I have health problems. I'm a diabetic, and I caught COVID early on, and at the time I caught because in New York you get the European variant. Which was supposed to be stronger than the Chinese variant that's on the West Coast, and I was not hospitalized. They gave me a Z pack, and they sent me home. And
what's the what was in the Z pack they gave you? Was it like vitamin C and like vitamin D and stuff like that, or
I don't remember. I just took it for 3 days, and
it did nothing because I still.
What if Fauci told you that you know there was a operation cinnamon bun speed, and now there was a injection you could take, totally safe and effective to get rid of your diabetes. All you needed to do was line up and get a shot, and they would even give you 5 boxes of donuts for the shot, because you would be able to eat the donuts afterward because the shot would eliminate your diabetes. Would you do it?
I'm not that much of a fat fuck. Jesus Christ. I did lose some weight, Robert. God damn. But in short answer, no.
Yeah, me neither. I wouldn't do that either. Yeah, because I don't trust those F's, you know.
No, I don't.
If I trusted them, I might be like, you mean, because I like donuts. I like Krispy Kreme donuts only when they're warm, though. Like once they get cold, they're like McDonald's fries that are cold. They're like some sort of strange radioactive substance that like makes you puke. But when they're warm, those Krispy Kreme donuts are amazing. But I know I can't really, you know, I can't touch them like that, you know, because I know the problems it's going to bring, right?
Right.
If it was different, you know, because the problem is it's so ridiculous. Like, what's his name? The pretender in chief, and these people getting on, they're like, we're losing our patience. And these ignorant people, you're this, like, what was it that, that new fake, and it's crazy to imagine like someone could have been worse than a pervy grandma murdering Cuomo, but this lady I think is worse that you guys have as governor now, like saying like, you know, well, like whatever BS speech she gave at like that church where she was like, you're the smart ones because you did the thing, like these dumb people that won't take the jabba dabba do, like if there was anything trustworthy about these F's, you know,
yeah.
But they're angry at us for not trusting them. And I'm like, okay, yeah. If you've had certain people in positions of power and certain massive billion-dollar corporations and billionaire creepazoids like Gil Bates, like, lying their asses off and caught lying for years and years and years and decades and decades and decades. Why are you mad that we don't trust a damn thing that you say? Like, what are you? Like, are you that dumb?
Yeah.
You know?
Possibly.
Hey, when you got the My Sharona virus, did you lose your sense of taste and smell? Were you no longer able to enjoy pernil?
Beneath, you mean, or in English,
yeah.
Pernil.
I hedged my bets on the pronunciation for the audience because I don't know who's listening, so
yeah,
I did it in.
Yeah, fuck them.
But did you lose your taste and smell?
No. The only thing that happened to me was my lungs were on fire. Like it was like at some point it hurt to breathe. It was like I had the fucking flu. That's it. Like I had pneumonia and the flu. I mean, they gave me a fucking inhaler and the Z pack and they were like, you know, God bless. But I guess I'm lucky because if they put me on a ventilator, you know, I would be doing this from beyond the grave. We would be talking via Ouija board, I guess.
Yeah, that could be the case. But I feel like if you passed Louis and I tried to talk to you on a Ouija board, you probably would refuse to reply because, you know, because it's, you know, Leviticus says that that's a divination and witchcraft and stuff.
Right.
Like you would on purpose be like, I am not indulging this dangerous curiosity of yours, Robert. I refuse to answer.
I refuse.
Probably. I mean, that's what you would be thinking. That's what you would be thinking. But of course, I wouldn't know that because the planchet wouldn't be moving. There would be, with your ghost powers, pushing the thing down so that I could not move it and spell anything. That's how disappointed you would be in me.
I would be actually no. I would be more amazed. I'm like, wait a minute, how the fuck am I still conscious? Wait a minute. I have a soul. That's what I would be more amazed by. Like, wait a minute, how is this even possible? Because once you die, your thoughts do cease. It's in I don't want to say Corinthians, but wait, I'm gonna have to Google this.
What are you Googling? Or, you know, we shouldn't be given shouldn't be given props to one of the mind control corporations. We shouldn't even be referring. We should just go back to calling it. I'm going to be doing an internet search, or let me quickly. Tappity tappity with my fingers into the cyber.
Yeah.
That's too many syllables. Don't say that.
Yeah. Let's see what Bible scripture. Oh, Psalms 146, Psalms 36, 3 and 5. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings. Who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those who help. Damn it, I can't read. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God.
Okay.
Once your thoughts do cease. Yeah. I don't like that.
Hey,
Yeah.
Not that I got this. My brain went to a weird place because I saw the little animations of us moving our lips and stuff.
Right.
Like it's been months and months and months since I've used this, so it was kind of cool that you reached out to me on this thing. I just remember I hopped onto somebody's thing to be a goofball, and I put an eye patch on my avatar and a goofy Christmas elf hat. And right. Did I change my name to something? What is my name on here now? I don't even know. Is it still something ridiculous?
It's Bobby Ballsack.
Is it Bobby Ballsack? I don't even remember.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not surprised though. I could have done that.
No, it's Robert Acevedo.
Okay, that's how it's showing up. All right.
Yeah. I mean,
Oh yeah, that's what it was. There was this lady on here on this stereo thing. Yeah, there was a lady. Yeah, there was a lady on this. There was a lady on this stereo thing, who I used to follow her little chatty things with different people, because she actually had kind of interesting conversations with folks. And she changed her name to Monica Lewinsky, like Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky, something like that. Yeah.
And she was trying to peer pressure me into doing my avatar with a monocle. And then I did an eye patch instead. And try to be Patrick Kalinske and whatever. Lordy. I just got a confirmation that says Robbie Ace is on there. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Robbie Ace, yeah.
Sweet. So but your family's safe and stuff. You guys are all right. Is it escape from New York? You New York out there, or that's overblown?
Yeah, I think it's overblown. I mean, you know, the only people, like my grandmother, you know, she probably had it, but you know, she's from the island, so you know, she just lives on she lives on spite. So you know.
Yeah, that tends to spite tends to help people live longer, I think.
That's how I got over it. I was like, oh, fuck this China virus. I'm not letting some kung flu fucking take me. I just went the whole racist route. So it was like my racism kicked in, and it was like that's what saved me.
That's you think without it you would have died?
It would have killed me. I mean, I went to this African American restaurant, and mm-hmm. it was really good. I rated 4 out of 5 cross burnings. Yeah, I tried.
Yeah. I think you got to build a runway for that kind of, I don't know. I feel like you got to build a runway for that kind of material. That's
I can't just like lift off and just lob it at people.
Yeah, I don't think that tends to give you the lift off that you need, not to crash immediately after takeoff. I'm glad though that your people are healthy. Everybody's doing okay.
Yeah.
Has your position on things related to all of the events of the last nearly 2 years has that caused any familiar strife or like being cut off from anybody or not really? That's not a situation that your family.
Some people don't know. Other families like, yeah, you're right. Some of my family is like, why the fuck did you go to fucking Washington D.C.? And some family, it just really depends.
Mm. So, did you do a march?
I did a march. We went on a march. I was thinking we were gonna protest, and let's just say it turned into an entire shit show that I'm glad I wasn't a part of. Because I was like, oh, fucking QAnon dumbasses are doing shit. Oh, fuck. Thanks for fucking it up. Fucking thanks for listening to the feds, dickheads.
Yeah.
It was an entire it was like, it started off cool. It was kumbaya, believe it or not. It was like a multicultural, multicolored rainbow jamboree of, you know, we love America. And then it turned into an entire fucking shit show.
Yeah, well, I mean, I personally don't think you can expect to do any sort of like, you know, that whole marching and doing a thing and like gathering to protest stuff, which, and I granted it's in the Constitution and it's the right of people in theory, if that document was at all still even countenanced by the corporations and the big people in charge. But I think it's to, you know, a point where it's like, it must be assumed that if you're having a big gathering to express grievances, you know, even if peacefully, you're going to have a crap load of agents provocateur from the state that are going to be there to stir up shit, make people look as terrible as possible, and try and provoke the least mature and stupidest people among you into doing something that would justify state or corporate violence against regular people. Like, that's got to be assumed. And I think I think that stuff, like, the last time I think that kind of shit got taken seriously by people at large that weren't already involved in whatever the march or whatever the protest was maybe the 60s. And how to subvert, infiltrate, and make those things completely useless has been a science for decades. Plus, they've gotten most people so apathetic and so binary in their thinking that either they don't care, they don't notice, or if they notice, they're trained to be pissed off about it. You know, that's just kind of how it is. It's a shame the QAnon people showed up though. That was really disappointing. I was really excited about the QAnon thing for a hot minute. I got my QAnon decoder ring and everything. And then when the final Q drop came with all of the funky letters and numbers in a string, and I used my decoder ring to figure out what the message was, all it said was "Vote Trump, drink Ovaltine," and I was really, really, really disappointed that that's all it ultimately was.
Ovaltine tasted like shit. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. It was either Hershey's or Nestle Quick. Fuck it. Fuck. Who the fuck is that? Like, let's just throw some fucking vitamins and healthy shit into Ovaltine. No, it tastes great. No, it doesn't. It tastes like fucking ass. Chocolate ass. Like, no.
Yeah, I think the magic formula to creating a good batch of Ovaltine is three parts dirt to one part chocolate.
Right. I agree. It's delicious.
Yeah, except, you know, it makes your it's the strangest thing. Most beverages don't make your mouth even more dry after you drink it.
What the fuck was that? That scared the shit out of me. What the fuck was that? You okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just heard, like, what was that you?
What was it?
No, I just heard a female voice.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Oh, crap on a stick. Well, I guess they're after me now.
Was there someone? Maybe someone joined on the
no
on the line for a hot minute.
No one joined. I don't see no one. I just see Lex Morales. He's listening.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't sound like a woman.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's not following me. I'm following him. God damn it! Why did he do this to me?
What's going on now? Now I heard what sounded like a high pitched bark in the background just now.
No, it's just freaking me out now. All right, that was the weirdest shit. That just totally threw me off.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, I have a 5 a.m. wake up for this.
Holy crap.
Yeah, for this jobby job that I do.
Right.
But we should, which is my sad and depressing way of saying that I gotta like hop off the line. But,
it was
a very pleasant surprise. That you reached out and we got to catch up a little bit. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, man. I actually moved back to Brooklyn.
Okay.
So yeah. All right. Well, may the force be with you. Have a good sleep. And yeah.
Likewise, brother. Stay up.
All right, man. So, anyways,
do it again.
Yeah, man. So, anyways, I'm going to end this now. And good night, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. And I guess mahalo.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Peace.
That's the end of my show. Donk.